Something new is brewing at the Old Gray Mare, that old euphemism for the historic newspaper, The New York Times. A job listing was posted from the company this week looking for an executive producer for their new platform, a weekly news series showcasing their investigative reporting, storytelling, interviews, and of course, lots and lots of video. The Times is now currently looking for a distributor on streaming or cable channels to host their content. Amanda Lotz is a professor of media studies at the University of Michigan, and she joins me now. So, Professor Lotz, is this a new idea way out of bounds for a newspaper to consider?
In a previous age, before we had the internet to distribute media, we had these silos, print, sound, video. They were separate industries. We understood them that way. But the opportunity that the internet provides is that it can send all of these signals. And so it decreasingly makes sense for different organizations to limit themselves.
The New York Times has traditionally been a print media organization, but it's increasingly not. What do you think this means for the print media landscape?
I've been looking for the Times to really come in and innovate video news for a while. They've had a number of experiments, but they've mainly just kept the video limited to being available on their own site. And so I think one of the important parts of this story is that they are looking for an external distributor. And I think, you know, if they can craft a deal with a Netflix, an HBO, a place where people are accustomed to going to look for video, that this is a venture that's likely to be quite successful.
So this will be available, like you said, on a Netflix or an HBO or some sort of platform like that is presumably the direction they're looking to head. So what does that mean for traditional sort of network television news, our ABCs, NBCs, CBSs, these sort of flagship programs that we traditionally went to for the nightly newscast?
It's the thing that maybe is hard to say, but the truth is that video news in the United States has never been particularly good. A lot of that has to do with the fact that it's funded commercially. And so therefore, the news, which is an expensive endeavor, has not really lived up to the kind of potential that you see in other countries where you have public service of news. And so in that context, a provider like the New York Times that has a really strong reputation for its journalism really has this opportunity here to come in and aggressively be the place to go for high quality, rigorous video journalism that frankly we just haven't seen in the United States before.
This isn't going to compete, you don't think, with like cable television news, this 24-hour talking head kind of thing?
Well, I think it's very different. What you're seeing on CNN or Fox News, you can turn it on at any time, you can get some headlines. It's very much focused on, you know, a certain price point in terms of how much it costs to produce that news. You have a bunch of people talking, that's pretty cheap. Mm-hmm. I think what the New York Times has the possibility to do is, if it is as announced at this point, and you know, a lot of things always change, but if it is a tight weekly segment that really people can feel like they can sit down, they can get a good digest of the news of the week with images and with good reporting, I think that's definitely something that does not exist in the United States marketplace at this time.
I know in recent years you've seen ratings go up for programs like 60 Minutes, right? Or PBS maybe. So do you think that this is emblematic of that gap, like that there is a hunger in the country for this sort of in-depth, maybe visually appealing journalism?
Well, I think the thing that hasn't happened in the United States in terms of the realm of television news is that, you know, we've had very little change. If we think about how much our primetime viewing and our habits have changed in terms of shifting to on-demand and streaming and watching things, none of that has really happened for news. And I think that what this is more related to the fact that people have become accustomed to consuming information and entertainment on their own schedule. And that's hard for news, right? Because news, it's about breaking news, right? Mm-hmm. You need to know those headlines. Well, I think a service like this, you know, it's not focused on headlines. You're going to find that in your social media feeds or the other kind of news that you might consume throughout the week. And you know, you're right, you know, something like 60 Minutes is sort of in this vein. But again, you know, there's four feature stories a week there. PBS, I think, has tried, but really, you know, it struggles because we don't really fund our public broadcasting system to the extent that we'd need to kind of provide this depth of journalism.
Mm-hmm. In a local market like Phoenix, where we have a large presence of local television news, does this sort of trend sort of signal the nail in the coffin for something like a local television news program?
I think it encourages those local television news programs to evolve and to make sure that they're serving their communities and perhaps that they're not like all doing the same thing. In many different markets, you have three local newscasts and they're all basically reporting in the same way on the same stories. And I think what we're really at is at a moment in which, you know, in every sector of every media industry, whether it's national or local, these organizations are having to evolve and identify how it is that people are willing to and want to continue to engage with news. Now, so something like this New York Times endeavor, that's not going to replace any kind of local journalism. I think what this signals perhaps is an opportunity for some of those places, you know, other places around the country. For example, where I'm at in Ann Arbor, we don't have local news because our local station is Detroit. We don't even have a local newspaper anymore, and we're really dependent on the NPR system. You know, that's an opportunity for whether it is Michigan Radio to come in and actually start providing video and telling local stories and doing that local journalism. And I think the point here is that we don't need to think in terms of print being separate from audio, being separate from video anymore. That it doesn't matter which of those entities you used to be connected to, that you can evolve and move into those other areas now.
Amanda Lotz is a professor of communication studies at the University of Michigan. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, always my pleasure.